Welcome to behind the scenes of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. My name is Phil, and this is where I take you into my world as a radio producer to give you an idea of what it takes to make Cape Town's fastest growing breakfast show.
I wake up, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
I want to start with telling you how I set up a caller on air to make the team laugh. In this case, 21-year-old Luca thought he had the king of a dad joke. Now, bear in mind, I knew it was a terrible joke, but I told him it was a great one, and to say it on air.
How's it, Luca? How are you?
Good, and you?
Nice, man, nice. Come on, you've got the king of all jokes. Phil says you've got a great joke to tell us.
I wouldn't say it's great. Oh. I did tell it to my family, but they don't find it funny.
Okay, tell us.
So, what do you fill balloons with, but is also very indecisive?
What?
Helium.
Luca, I think you must go sleep. You're tired. You're saying silly things at the moment.
You've had a long week.
Yeah. Not great.
He admits it. Luca,
that's a big moment there. I appreciate the man that can reflect on the joke and go, yeah. Now, I've heard better. I've delivered better.
Luca, the best thing to do is just to laugh at your own jokes. So then you still get that satisfaction. Like, yeah, follow my example.
Yeah, I do laugh at my own jokes with my family.
I love it. We can hang out.
Oh, there we go.
It's a win for everybody. Look at that. I love it. Yeah. Luca, what are your plans this weekend, my bud? What are you up to?
This weekend, I'm probably going to go out to watch the Springboks game.
Mm. Oh, lekker. Nice. Mm. Phil says you should spend some time writing some new material so we can have you back on the show next Friday. Luca, you got a week. We'll have you back the same time next week, okay?
Okay,
done, bud. Lekker. Did you hear that slight bit of optimism?
Yes.
There?
I know.
That he could come back with a winner next week?
You're selling him dreams, Rocky.
We could have a winner next Friday.
Now let's move on to a scandal, shall we? Not in the team, but definitely related to some of the music we play. Someone was caught jawling at a Coldplay concert recently. As a radio producer, I know that stories like this will get people talking. So sometimes I just have to tell the team to talk about it, and I know it'll be entertaining.
At the Coldplay concert, there's a couple, right? Mm-hmm. And the camera focuses on them, and they're like embracing each other. But then they see the camera, and they're like, "Oh!" He ducks down, and she moves away. Mm. And Chris Martin then says, "Oh, either they're very shy or having an affair."
Yeah.
Guess what they were having?
An affair.
Listen to Chris Martin again.
Oh, look at these two. Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
So that moment was shared everywhere. Turns out he's her boss of the company, and they were clearly they were having
because it looked like they were locked together for 25 years, very intimate,
very. The father of three, married father of three.
And she's also married.
She's married. And both their partners had no idea.
Yeah, and the CEO, Andy Bryan, he's the one that was caught.
Dead quiet. And then he puts this post out there.
Yeah.
And the post, I mean, the way in which it's worded, and he's like blaming Coldplay, basically,
yes.
For ruining his life.
How he respects entertainers. And he's like, also, I want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without his consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone's life into a spectacle.
Is he the victim all of a sudden?
Yeah. And then at the end he says, as a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Oh, come on.
He ain't going home.
This guy's got a lot of...
Skunder.
Mm-hmm. Fixing to do.
lots.
You should just know that the production team is always watching at any entertainment event. In my case, I'm always listening, and the team sometimes forgets that. Ricky is such a pro, let me tell you this. He sometimes likes to even rehearse his sports bulletins, but doesn't always remember that I'm listening. And I'll deal with the fallout on Monday because he's going to get mad. But here's some good old bloopers.
The international rugby season, it continues, and the All Blacks make sick. En dan het in slotte by die Franse ope, nie die Franse ope nie, nie. Dan het in slotte by die Tour de France. With that being said, Eugene will lead another bulletin a little bit later. Pramiki Schroeder, with your smile.
That's right, he said buritan.
Buritan.
Which is, of course, a container used by farmers for coffee. A buritan. Sorry, Rick. Speaking of bloopers, there are times when a word changes meaning when you accidentally remove just one letter. So for a laugh into your weekend, I'll be bringing you this. What should have been an innocent conversation about shopping trolleys in the supermarket.
So the trolley, by the time you get to the till, the trolley just speaks to, not the till, the till. By the time you get to the till, the trolley just speaks to the till. And they're like, Mr. Carby, that's $440. And then you can just... You could just go.
I will not be going to the first one he mentioned. Yeah. Definitely not.
It's a good ass.
Never get enough of this. The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.